Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Elohim Speaks Sunday. We're back live and on the air. I'm so glad of that. Went through a few problems the last couple of weeks. Mostly me working too hard and couldn't keep the pace, staying up this late at night. But we're on track right now, okay? Now, because this topic is so popular, we got so many reviews on this topic. The topic for today is what does it mean being gay? So this is part two. So I'm always mention love because love is so important. If we don't love each other, how are we gonna work together? How are we gonna do anything? How are we gonna raise families and everything else? Okay. Just remember that love is the act that makes others feel good. That's what love is. If you're gonna say something or do something that's not gonna make the other person feel good, don't say it. Don't commit to act. That way you won't lose your friends, okay? And you won't lose your loved ones, all right? Now, with that being said, let's get right into the topic, okay? What does it mean to be gay? Now, that's a very interesting question because being gay, homosexuality, and all that stuff is pervasive in this culture, you know, in this society. Bestiality, people sleep with whoever they want to sleep with, nothing matters, you know. It's just a random act it seems to be just for pleasure and nothing else, you know. But you have to, the problem with all of this is that you have to go back into your actual culture. Your actual culture is reap what you sow. That's according to the book. Now, I'm a Bible thumper, so I want all you know that right up front. The problem with the Bible is that most of us don't know how to read it, and that's why we've taken the book. Some of us taking the book, throwing it in the trash. I heard one guy say, "Man, if you're in the bathroom, you ain't got no paper, use the book." You know, I'm saying this guy really has—he really has no idea what he's talking about or what's going on. You know, but if we go back to our culture, read what you sow. So read what you sow takes us into the entire cosmic culture, because our culture is cosmological, okay? We span the entire cosmos. That's who we are. That's what we are. The Bible says you are a god, okay? I believe that, okay? Now, if you're a god, you basically have the right to do whatever you want to do, as long as it doesn't harm anyone or interfere with anybody else's natural growth process, okay? So as a god, sure, you can sleep who you want, what you want, and any time you feel like it. But you have to think about this. There's a price to pay for everything that you do when you're dealing with the culture of reap what you sow. If men got with men, women got with women, what does that mean? That means there's no babies coming out, you know? Think about a society where there's no babies. Think about China. Now, China, there's cities in China. Now, China is one of the most populated countries on the planet, but they got cities with no people. They had a policy where the men were so important that everybody wanted to have a male child. Now they look all over the world looking for females, you know what I mean? Because the female is the key to this whole thing. A lot of people don't realize that, but men can't have no babies. Now, the test tube ain't working too well. I mean, it's working a little bit, but not that well, okay? So now this is something that I'm gonna recap on part one a little bit before we get into part two, so that you know exactly where I'm coming from and what's going on. Okay, now when an egg is fertilized, right at the moment of conception, 42 male, 42 female chromosomes go in to make that egg do what it does. That means that everybody, without a doubt, every man, woman, and child on the planet is half man and half female. So ain't no male trapped in a female body. Ain't no female trapped in a male body. You are literally half male and female, okay? But the thing about it, you know, if you got two legs, that makes you a woman. If you got three legs, that makes you a man. Period, according to our description of what a male and a female is, okay? Now, as God, you can do whatever you want, and no one should be judging you if you want to, whatever you want to do, because you have the right to do it. As a God, you have the right to do it. But like I said, there's consequences for certain activity, and the consequence would be the decline and decline in your society, decline in people. We need the babies. Without the babies, think about it. Without the babies, we would cease to exist. Now, if you don't have two or three babies, you have five or six babies, you decide, hey, man, I want to go the other way. I want to try some other thing. Well, see, as a God, you have a right to do whatever you want to do, and we should not be judging God for doing what God does, as long as it doesn't, okay, as long as you're not harming another human being, two consensual adults can do whatever they want to do. But remember, there is a price for every act that you commit, okay, and read what you sow. What you do for every act is equal and opposite reaction. What goes around comes around. There's a lot of different ways that they say that. But that's the culture of reap what you sow. You have to think in terms of every act that you commit creates an action. There's a reaction for everything that you do. Okay? Now, in Matthew 19:4-6, it says, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? He said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Now, think about that, okay? Now, let's get into that for a minute, okay? Two women cannot become one flesh. I'm just throwing it out there because you don't have the body parts, okay? You cannot become one flesh. So it's impossible for two women to become homosexuals. Say two women can be homosexual. Homosexuality is an act. That's an act when two men become one flesh. Men can be homosexual, women can't, okay? Now we say, well, wait a minute, brother. I thought that if two females got together, that's homosexuality. No, according to the Bible, you have to become one flesh, and two women can't become one flesh, okay? That's what I'm saying. We're reading a book but don't actually understand what the book is really trying to tell us, you know? So this is why when the guys had their hands, they would make the guys eunuchs. They would cut all their genitalia off so they don't be sleeping with their women in their hands, you know? And the kings and queens know that two women ain't gonna make no baby, and two women, because they're looking for heirs. Women, they're looking for children to take over this thing that they have set up. And they know that if they got a harem of 18 women or 10 women or 4 or 5 women, you know, they know that they can't, they're not going to be making, ain't no babies going to be jumping off in there. You see what I'm saying? Now, why is that so important? Why is it so important for back in the day for the rulers to have multiple wives? It's a military strategy. Think about it for a second. If, well, we're talking about equality now between the sexes, right? If a man can have 3 or 4 wives, why can't a woman have 3 or 4 husbands? It depends on why you're engaging in that type of culture. See what I'm saying? If it's a military strategy, every time a man, if a man has 5 wives, every year he can have 5 children. If a woman has 5 husbands, she only had one. Once she get pregnant, that's it. She'll have one baby at a time, unless she had twins or triplets or something like that. But in most cases, just one baby be jumping out, you know? So and as the generations go forward, my tribe will be 5 times larger than your tribe. Okay? That's the numbers. Okay, in a democracy, right, the numbers matter, and whoever got the most numbers takes over government. It's just that simple because of the vote. So the strategy on why you allow the men to have more than one wife and why you restrict the woman to one husband, well, a woman can still have more than one husband, but it's not going to increase her tribe like it would increase the tribe of a man having 4 or 5 wives. I'm just saying, military, this is military strategy. This is a strategy going forward to make your tribe powerful. You follow what I'm saying? Think about this for a second. When Abraham started off with just him, his wife, and his nephew, right? All of a sudden, as the years go by, his nephew gets captured, right? He takes an army to go get his nephew. Now think about this. Where did the army come from? The army came from the culture of them having one man having so many wives. The babies, they was having so many children, but after a couple of generations, man, they have an army. That's where the army comes from. It comes from the babies. We need babies are so important. Look at what we're going through right now with the vote and who's got the most votes, who's got the most people. If you're dumping these babies like they want you to do, all right? If you're dumping these babies, you're in for a world of hurt as far as your tribe is concerned, because you will not have the population to overcome the imbalance of what's going on in society today. Now, I don't like to talk too much about Planned Parenthood, but Planned Parenthood, most of the Planned Parenthood facilities are in Black and Hispanic neighborhoods. Why? Because they, what one guy said on the tape, Mu'afra, you don't have to deceive the CD, you need to get it, is say, hate a nigga before he's born. Hey, this is what the guy said. The guy said that he want to put up money for our women to have abortion, but he want to make sure that the money go for a Black abortion. I mean, this is the mindset of some people, but they're letting you know how important it is, how important these babies are, okay? The babies are very important. So, therefore, now, see, a man becoming one flesh with another man, right? A man becomes one flesh with another man. That's homosexuality, because the two become one. See, women can't do that. Now, women can live the gay lifestyle. Now, let's think about it. If a woman want to put on pants and a suit and all that, who decided that a woman had to wear a dress? Who made that decision? The women didn't make the decision. When a man dressed one way, the woman dressed another way, you know? Somebody's making decisions for you, you know? And as a God, you're supposed to be able to make the decision for yourself, okay? That's what's going on. But you have to realize that's who you are. What is a God? Captures energy, forms of flesh. That's what you are. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. If you can't create or destroy energy, then how were you created? You learn. You are an extension of source energy. I'm telling you just like it is. You're an extension of the universe. You are the universe in an expanding mode. This is why there's no limit to you. There's no limit to what you can do. There's no limit to where you can go. You are an unlimited being. That's what you are. Nothing. There's nothing that you can't overcome. Nothing that you cannot do, because you're carrying power, all right? You don't have to pray for power. You're carrying power, okay? I won't get too far into that because of what we're talking about now, but it's important that you understand who you are, because until you realize who you are, put limits on yourself. I hear people talking about, I'm a queen, I'm a king. Well, that puts a limit on you. Okay, and there's a whole political system that goes with being a king and a queen. You need to check out the politics of what you're saying, too, and how being a king and a queen, that's a dictatorial system that goes with that. And then only the families of the king and queen can rule. So you have to think about what you're doing. But as a God, that locks you into everything in the universe. See what I'm saying? That locks you into every human being, everybody. Big one on a subatomic level. We're all the same entity. We're all the same person. So when you look in the mirror, depends on what you see. That's going to depend on what you do. And all of you say, well, I'm a Negro going from a slave. And if that's what you see, then that's how you're going to think, and that's how you're going to take your reality. Your reality is based on what you see in that mirror. But if you look in that mirror and you see the most beautiful, unlimited person on the planet, and you can go forth and do whatever you have to do. Now, we still talk about homosexuality, right? But everything is a thought process, and the thought process begins with what you see in that mirror. Now, let's think about this for a second. I just want to give you this thought process on what happens when an egg is fertilized. When an egg is fertilized, right, and that first split takes place, all right, a light comes in around an egg, right? And the scientists, they're baffled. They don't know what the light is or where the light comes from. When that light comes, that's when the spirit enters the egg, because the flesh, all right, it's not actually who you are. That's where you live, all right? So the minute that egg splits and that light comes on, the child's alive, because the conscious energy has entered the egg, and it's the conscious energy that allows the flesh to constantly do what it has to do. Now, what triggers all of this is the electricity from in the woman's body. It triggers all this stuff once the egg is fertilized. All that is triggered by electricity from the female. So I'm just trying to give you an idea of what's going on in that process. So you decide, and the decision is yours as to whether you're going to be male or female. You're making these decisions. You also decide whether you want, if you're going to take these parents or not, because you're coming into the egg and you've made a decision. I want this mother and father. I want this mother. I want this person to be my mother and father. This is what you're saying when you come in. You follow what I'm saying? This is a whole different thought process, because you're making choices all the way back then. You are making choices, okay? Now, once you get to a certain age, the choices are beginning to be taken away from you, because the culture begins to tell you, well, we don't do this, we don't do that, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can do this, you can do that. But we're trying to give you the thought process so that you understand that you are that you carry so much power, and that you can literally do whatever you want to do, and that's what's going on. I see now, homosexuality is an act. That's when two people become one flesh. That's what the book says. I do follow the book, and I know how to read the book, and I'm beginning to understand why the book is so powerful, why it's so important. Because most of us view the Bible as a religious book. That's what they've been telling us, okay? But religion is actually, now this is going to bother some of you, but I got to bring it out, is you realigning yourself with Source. That's religion. Is you realigning yourself with who you are. You're realigning yourself with yourself, because you are Source energy in an expanding mode, which makes you unlimited. Wait a minute, Brother Elohim. Are you saying that I can do anything? Think about it. 10 years ago, when I was born, television didn't exist, okay? Here we are now, right? Here we now. You're walking around with TVs in your hand, you know, cell phones, everything. Everything that you did yesterday, you're doing better tomorrow. How is this possible? If there was a limit on what you could do, then there would be a limit on your growth. There would be a limit on your knowledge of how much you can learn and what you can do. There is no limit on you. 10 years from now, they're going to have things out here that you never even thought about. They got stuff for every 5 years. Things come out that you never even think would be in existence. It's like they got this thing called a blockchain technology. That's if you never heard of blockchain technology, you know, go on YouTube. Check it out. See what the blockchain technology is. It's an amazing invention. Whoever come up with that idea is just absolutely amazing. I love every minute of it. Okay, now we have to ask ourselves, why was I born? I was born so soft. I'm a man. I'm born so soft and so sensitive, you know. Well, you're born in a culture where women need men to understand what's going on with them so that they can help them achieve equality. And then you come out a woman, oh, I'm strong, I'm a little man. Yes, because we need women to fight for women's equality, okay? There's a reason why you're born the way you're born, okay? And you have to, you have to begin to understand why things are the way that they are, okay? Now, two women getting together, that's masturbation, okay? Man by himself, that's masturbation. Two men getting together, that's homosexuality because of two body parts, because the two become one flesh. Only men can do that. Women can't do that, okay? So there's a difference. That's why the Bible said they two became one flesh and they become one person. See, now that's another thing that we have to really get into. The actual act of marriage is when the male and the female come together and become one flesh. That's the act of marriage. Not jumping over a broom, going down, getting a doggone piece of paper from City Hall. That's not the act of marriage. And my father told me one time, he said, look, son, don't mess with no women unless you intend to marry them. If you're going to deal with a female, you know, pick one that you intend to marry, okay? And if you don't intend to marry him, don't go that route. He was indirectly telling me that that act is actually marriage, but I couldn't hear what he was saying then because I didn't have the knowledge of what was going on. I come from a strange family. My mother was Baptist, and my father was Jehovah's Witness, and boy, we had some conversations in that house. In my house, there was some strong conversations going on about religion and everything else. Well, my mother, she sort of kidnapped me most of the time on Sunday. I'm in the church, you know, and she didn't let me go to Kingdom Hall too much. In fact, now that I think about it, I've never been to the Kingdom Hall when I was actually with my parents. And my father used to have the witnesses used to come over to the house all the time, you know. I never participated in that. You know? So it was like a little cultural, like a little a religious culture war between my mother and father, you know. But they were great human beings. I mean, really great human beings, you know. So there's always some type of cultural war going on within the household, because most people don't know how to read the book. They read the book, they take it in a certain way. Now, the teachings of Yeshua, whom you call Jesus, his teachings are actually giving you guidance on how to read the whole entire book so that you can get some power. Now, here, the European took this book, which we call the Bible, and conquered the known world with it. Yet we read it, and we throw it in the trash. What are they reading that we're not reading, okay? It's all about how you interpret what's going on and what kind of thought process that you're under when you deal with this, you know? So now we run around talking about gay pride and gay this and gay that because people have persecuted God, all right, for the type of activity that actually don't reap what they're sowing, see, because that act is supposed to reap babies. So that's why you were being persecuted, because as a man, we need the babies. We need the children. But the wars was going on, $14 million First World War, $50 million Second World War, wars going on, thousands of people dying every year, and you're engaged in a lifestyle that's not producing the children. That's the key to this whole thing. We need the children, man. Without these babies, we are in trouble. We would cease to exist. Now, you have to carry, see, as a God, see, there's a certain thought process come with being a God. As a God, you have the responsibility of the entire cosmos. That means every man, woman, and child on the planet. If you're a God, think about this. We talk about Monsanto all the time and what they're doing with the food, but they're feeding millions of people. How many people are you feeding? You ain't feeding nobody. You can barely feed yourself. So there's something wrong with your thought process. See, these people know that they are God. They know who they are. The 1%. Talking about the 1%. Now they come in all colors. They don't just know one group. We're talking about the 5 tribes, black, brown, red, yellow, white. All tribes have 1%ers in them. And the 1%, they know how to read the book. They teach their children how to read the book. And they know the value of the book. And they know who they are. Back in the day, they used to make us call them Lord and Master and all that stuff because they know that they were gods, okay? And they know they had to function like gods. And this is what they were doing. You have to step up. You have to step up and begin functioning like who you are, you know? This government, we run around talking about the government. The government is not separate from you. And remember, people up there, are supposed to be following the rules. That's what so-called government is, but the people are actually the government. You are the government, okay? You're supposed to be running this system. Now, in your household, when you're raised in your household, the question is, all right, how are you being raised? Under what government system, see? Under what system that runs government are you being raised? Are you being raised under a democratic system? Are you being raised on a republic system, socialist system, communist system? How are you being raised? Most of the people in this country aren't raising their children to run government. They're raising to go out here and get a job. But then they don't tell you, because they don't know how to read the book, they don't tell you what to do when you get that job. How to create the finances, how to become more powerful, more prosperous. I'm going to go off script here just a little bit, okay? We're not talking about economics, but I'm just going to go off script just a little bit, okay? So listen. In the book, what saved Egypt was a 50% budget. Spend half, save half, 7 years. That's the story of Joseph. Now, if you know how to read the book, everybody be on a 50% budget. Ask yourself this question. Have you saved half your money since you've been making money? No. How much would you have if you had saved half your money? You'd be paid. You know, you wouldn't be worrying about Brooklyn from paycheck to paycheck trying to live off 10% savings like they're telling you to do. The book says 50%. Then you have to create residual income. Okay, in order to grow food and all that food, clothing, shelter, security, you need land. So you have to get in some kind of real estate or some kind of development dealing with the land. We don't read the book properly, so most of us are in trouble. We live from paycheck to paycheck. We can't do this. We can't do that. We don't know how to do this. We don't know how to do that. I'm trying to borrow money. I don't borrow money. I'm not in debt. I don't owe nobody anything. You know what I'm saying? And I got a few stacks in my pocket. You see, that's what it's all about, because I'm on the 50% budget, which is taught in the book, which is not taught in the pulpit. See, because most of the people in the pulpit don't know how to read the book, okay? So that's basically what I'm getting at. Everything is a thought process that you're under, and that thought process begins with what you see in the mirror. Now, if you're a man and you're looking in the mirror and you say, yeah, I don't want to be a man no more. I want to be a woman. Okay. As a guy, you have the right to do whatever you want to do, but there's a price to pay. See? You're looking in the mirror and your whole life is revolved around your gender, when your whole life should be revolved around you being a god and running the planet. There's a difference, okay? You look in that mirror and you say, well, I think I want to be a carpenter, you know? Okay, so your whole life is revolving around being a carpenter. But that's not all you are. There's so much more to you when you look in that mirror. If you look in the mirror and you see a God who's capable of doing anything, creating anything, building anything, carrying the power to access from the cosmos power to deal with your enemies and every doggone thing else, okay? There's a difference in what you're going to try to create for yourself. All right. If you look in that mirror and all you see, well, I need some kind of job. You're down at Geno's or McDonald's and you're working because you don't think, well, I don't want to go to college. I ain't smart enough to go to college. You're smart enough to do whatever you want to do. All you have to do is focus on what you want. See? Now, here's a little trick. You have a circle, right? You have people on the outside of the circle doing so many things, and a circle's going around and around and around. Now you have two options. You can get on the outside of the circle and start chasing what you want. You'll be going around and around for years and years chasing your dream. Or you can get in the middle of the circle, watch how other people got what they got, study, plan, and then when you're ready, reach up and grab what you want. It's a lot better than running around, what they call the rat race. It's a lot better than getting involved in the rat race. You don't want to be involved in the rat race. You want to be standing at the finish line watching these fuckers run by. You know what I mean? Everything depends on the thought process that you're under when you look in that mirror, okay? Now, if you're a soft man, that means you're sensitive to the women's needs and what they're trying to do. They need you out there fighting to help give them equality. If you're a strong female, okay, that means you have the strength to go out and fight to get women equality in this day and age, because that's what's going on right now. Women are being misused and abused all over the planet. That has to change. Who's going to change it? You're going to change it. If you can see who you are, you know you can change all this stuff. The soft man and the hard women are here to change. They're here to change society, to change what's going on. You're out there fighting with the right to sleep with whoever you want to sleep with. it makes sense, you know. It makes sense to fight for what you want, you know. But you really got to think about what you want and the reaction and what you're reaping from what you're sowing. Okay, I can't judge God. That's something that we're not supposed to do. We're not supposed to judge God. As long as God is not harming another human being, then God just can't bless. You can't judge a God for doing what they're doing. As long as they ain't hurting nobody, you got two consenting adults doing whatever they want to do. Who are you to decide that they're not supposed to do that? You see what I'm saying? But you have to remember, there's a price to pay for everything that you're doing as God. Because, see, as God, you're responsible for the planet, the cosmos, and every doggone thing else. You think it's a coincidence that some people are trying to get up to space, and some people are trying to find space? Some people are trying to fly up to space, and some people are just trying to find space to live. What's the difference in the two people? What they see when they look in that mirror, that's the difference in the two people. Do I understand? Everything depends on what you see when you look in that mirror. If you look in the mirror as a black person, you say, oh, man, I don't like the way I look. I don't like my hair. Let me fry it up and make it straight. Okay, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with what you see in the mirror. Now, if you look in the mirror and you say, oh, man, I don't like the way I look. So you can go get Botox and make your lips look bigger because you want to look like black people. You know what I mean? There's something wrong. There's something wrong with your thought process. You find what I'm saying? The most beautiful, the most wonderful, the most handsome, the greatest person on the entire planet is what you see in that mirror. How do you judge what beauty is? You judge beauty by what you see in the mirror. If it don't look like you, it can't be a 10 unless you got a twin someplace. The best they can be is a 9 if they ain't your twin. Okay? Don't get mad when you see, if you're a black person, you see Europeans putting all these white folks up there. They're so beautiful and so wonderful. Why are you mad because somebody like what they see in the mirror? When you get a chance, you put what you see up there in the mirror, and then you call that beautiful. But don't follow what's not in your mirror as beauty. It might be beautiful for somebody else. You know, the old saying they used to have, and they say, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Uh-oh, I'm going to pass my commercial time. So we're going to take a little break here, and we're going to run a little commercial because there's programs that be on that I think are very good, and I think that we should be involved in. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody that's on the air. appreciate you calling in and giving a listen to. Thank you so much. Let me know I'm really not here by myself, okay? And I really appreciate you calling in. After a commercial, if you want to comment or speak or something, just press 1 on your dial, and you can make a comment, and you can say whatever you want. Now, understand that we do not give out a name unless you decide that you want your name out. We call you out by the last 4 digits of your phone number, okay? Now, we're not here to debate back and forth on what it is. Everybody has a different thought process, and everybody lives where they live at. And we don't want to change where a person lives at because it might cause some harm, because then they might not be ready to move to a different location mentally, okay? So you come in, you say what you have to say, give your opinion, and we respect your opinion. And if you want us to dialogue about your opinion, we will. But only if that's what you request, okay? This is the Elohim Radio Show. We're here every Sunday between 8 and 9 out of Philadelphia, PA, in the U.S. time. And the calling number is 516-453-9230. I got the wrong number down there. Now, if you want to speak or say anything, just press 1 and give us a shout out. That put your hand up. Let us know that you have something that you want to say. Okay. We have released our first gospel CD. I'm online. Jesus is coming. Jesus coming CD. The link is CD Baby/CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. So check it out. We're also on YouTube. Elohim 10 tracks. You can check us out on YouTube and listen to the songs. Don't cross nothing, listen to them on YouTube. Now we ask ourselves, well, we talk about Jesus coming. We ask ourselves, well, if Jesus come back, how is he coming back? Well, we think he's going to come back the same way that he came in the first place, through the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful when you're dumping these babies, okay? You never know who you're dumping, okay? And we need these babies because the children are the ones that's going to get us out of this mess that we're in. And boy, are we in a mess. And so we need the children to come forward. The children are coming out so smart. I mean, they're just wonderful. They're too smart for me to even debate. That's how smart the children are, you know? I just give my little 2 cents and move on, you know? So you never know who you're dumping or what you're dumping, okay? So remember that child picked you as a parent, and hopefully you feel enough about the child to bring that child in, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Crisis Come, for more information on CD or book. The book is in CD form as well. You call TCCA at Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. At 215-977-0777 from 5 to 9 a.m. I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces, okay? Now, also I'd like to give a shout out to Legacy of a Nation show hosted by Brother Mac and Son that comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They talk about Black history, health, economics, in politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. It's a pretty good show. He talks about some pretty good stuff, you know. And also, I'd like to give a shout-out to 7752. He's on every morning at 6 a.m. and every Wednesday at 8 p.m. The call-in number is 319-427-6199. They're on the same network, Legacy of a Nation. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. The calling number for her show is 347-215-8040. You can also go to her website at Nikki Love Wunam. That's WUNOM. NikkiLoveWunam.com. We also have the UNA at 1656 Demore Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 3 p.m. Every Sunday. They open at 3 p.m. The calling number, you call Brother Kabir, and he'll give you some information about that. His number is 267-513-8789. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with the UNIA, that's the organization that was started by Marcus Garvey close to 100 years ago, and he is the largest black organization in the history of the country, period. No one has ever had an organization as large or more powerful as what Marcus Garvey had, okay? Now, he has the RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags for you. You want to get a tailor-made outfit, call 609-638-5828. Also, my niece makes clothes, too. I have to talk to her and see if I can add her numbers into this. You know, she makes her T-shirts and stuff for us. Her name is Caprice. I'll get more into that a little later on, okay? I would like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton, who writes in the name of Yesterday's Child. He has old-school-style album photography. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Baby. Then type in Yesterday's Child or call Thomas Thornton for more information at 267-259-4077. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to the Heavenbound Gospel Singers. They have a new CD on the market called Reflections. For more information on the album and how to book the group. Now, they have a gospel group, really, really nice. I mean, these guys throw down. They just call Patrick at 215-47-1419. I've seen these guys throw down, man, and it's a real treat. So go check them out. And I would like to give a shout-out to the resident naturopathic healers and doctors. And both these guys are pretty good, you know. You got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And you have Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. Okay? And now, so if you're sick and you're not calling one of these guys, you deserve it, but you deserve what you have. Now, we don't really think anybody deserves to be sick. So give these guys a call. And don't worry, be healthy, okay? Once again, this is our brother Raheem. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9. We have different topics that we're going to be talking about. And this actually is a Bible-based show. So I'm going through the book, and I'm showing you how to read the book, so that you can get more power out of the book, because it's a very powerful book if you know how to read it. This book actually gives the stories and the mistakes that we've made and the remedy for the mistakes that we've made. So if you have problems and you want a solution, we're going to show you how to read the book so you can get solutions to most of your problems just by reading what's in the book, okay? Now, let's get back to the topic at hand. Just remember, if you want to make a comment or anything, you can just hit 1 on your dial, and you can speak or say something that you want to say. You know, now the topic for today is, what does it mean being gay? Being gay is a lifestyle. You have decided that I do not want to follow what somebody has decided for me to be a male or female, okay? If I want to put on a dress and wear women's clothes and all that kind of stuff, that's my prerogative. If I want to dress up in men's clothes and I guess the guys are walking with the pants hanging off of that now, that's my prerogative. Nobody can tell me how I want to dress or how I want to look like. I want to put blue dye in my hair, that's up to me. Because I'm God, I can do whatever I want to do, dress however way I want. That's the lifestyle. That's what it means to be gay, okay? What it means to be gay is that I have decided how I want to dress and what I want to look like, okay? Homosexuality is different. Being a homosexual and being gay is 2 different animals, okay? Being a homosexual, because you got men that dress up like females, but they're not homosexual. They don't sleep with other guys. They like women, all right? So they're not homosexual. So a homosexual is when the two become one flesh. Only men can become one flesh. Women just don't have the body parts, okay? It's just that simple, okay? It makes it easier when you understand what the book is saying and how the book is describing this stuff, you know, once you understand how to read the book, everything becomes quite simple as far as what you're doing. But the first thing that you have to realize is that you are a god, okay? Male or female, you're a god. And you have the ability to do, create, or build whatever you want. That's how much power you're carrying, okay? When you pray, right? Okay, let's just go to that just for a second so that you can get my thought process on prayer. Now, the Christ consciousness, we call it subspace, all right? It flows through everything in the universe. And when it flows through, it's vibrating against your every molecule or your atom. It rubs against all that stuff, which creates heat. That heat is collected as energy in your chakras, okay? In order to release the energy that builds up in your chakra, you release that energy through prayer. So when you pray for somebody, you're actually sending them energy to help them along on their journey. That's what's going on. That's what prayer is all about. That's why prayer is so important, because that's how you release the energy in your chakras. Now, the Buddhas, some of them pray all day long because they want to feel this energy flow, because as this energy flowing, you can send this energy to different parts of the body. That's where your chi comes from, all right, which is pumped up through your gut, which is where a couple of your chakras are located, especially that center chakra. So, like I'm saying, everything depends on who you are and what you know and what's going on, okay? Now, to give you an example, we're talking about everything I'm telling you is in the book, all right? Psalms 82 says you're a God, you know? And when Yeshua, whom you call Jesus, when he talk about you, now this is a humble person, you know? I mean, he never called him. He knew he was a God, but he tried to stay away from that because of the mindset of people. Because of the mindset of the people back in the day, all right? You are carrying so much power that is unbelievable, the power that you're carrying, all right? Now, you have to begin, in order to access some of this power, you have to try to learn how to meditate. I did a show on meditation. I'm going to do that once again. Not today. We got about 15 minutes left here. What we got about? 47. Yeah, about 10, 12 minutes. But you have to try to meditate. When you meditate, it changes the frequency of the body. And once you change the frequency of the body begins to actually vibrate in a different dimension. All right? Now, it's a relaxed mode that you can do all day long. You can relax. You can be in meditative mode all day long. You don't have to sit down and fold your legs and get in any particular position and go home and all this. You don't have to do all that to meditate. You can meditate all day long to stay in a relaxed position. Once you relax your body once, right, and then you start doing something, or you watch TV or think about something, and then I go back to relaxing your body, you'll see that the body automatically tenses up. But once you get used to living in a relaxed state, all right, then you'll see that the body don't tense up. Only the hardest part of relaxing, I used to think the hardest part of relaxing was your face, but it's not. The hardest part of relaxing is that brain. That brain is very difficult to relax because of the frequencies that it deals with on a daily basis, you know. It deals with so many frequencies coming in. on a daily basis, that it's very difficult to relax the brain. So once you relax the body, you know, you wonder why I'm having trouble learning in school, I can't remember stuff, you know. When you're in a relaxed state, the brain begins to function differently. And not only does the brain remember, because the brain can only remember so much, I'm just going to drop this out here, a lot of your memory is coming from your actual DNA, because in your DNA is enough memory stores to house the Library of Congress, everything that's going on in the cosmos. It has that much storage space in your DNA. They call it DNA activation when you begin to use your DNA, you know. That's why some people can remember everything, some people can't remember nothing, because some people have activated, have had a DNA activation and others haven't. So it all depends on your relaxation. Now, what the European has been doing, the 1%, they use alcohol to bring about that relaxed state so that they can do more and function better. But you can do this without the alcohol. You can literally live in a relaxed state of existence by carrying your meditation forward so that you can actually live in a meditative state all day long. And it's beautiful. I mean, you know, I have somebody jumping ahead twice here. oh, no, there's just more people calling in. So you can actually live in a meditative state, okay? And people are checking in kind of late here. We only got about 10 more minutes left. I hope they check their, so I think it's daylight savings or something happening here, because all my things are out off. You can live in that meditative state all day long, and it's a beautiful place to be at, you know, because you're literally, once you start vibrating in this dimension and you're living in that meditative state, you're actually living in another dimension. You say, wait a minute, brother, I thought this dimension thing was a show on television. Everything is frequencies, all right? So if you can change the frequency of the body, all right, you're actually taking yourself into another dimension. That's pretty interesting. I see Brother Matt said that. We have a few calls and just checking in, but you've missed so much of the show. And it's going to be a while before I come back to the show, because I'm actually going down the book. And this thing on homosexuality is actually in the book. It's actually in the Bible. And I just wanted to bring it up so that people can understand how powerful this book is once you understand how to read it, okay? So just a quick recap, since people are just chiming in. We've talked about the difference between the gay and homosexuality, you know. We did this on a part two basis, so that just a quick recap, okay, because I'm pretty much on someplace else right now. A quick recap is that the gay lifestyle is you as a guy deciding that if you want to put on a dress, you put on a dress. If you want to wear your hair blue, you wear your hair blue. You have decided if you want to do what you want to do. Homosexuality is when the two people become one flesh. Women can't become one flesh with another woman. All they can do is get together and masturbate. But the two men can become one flesh. That's homosexuality, okay? Now, women can be engaged in bestiality, where they deal with animals and stuff like that there, but homosexual, they cannot be. They can engage in the gay lifestyle, which is deciding, I want to dress like a man and be, you know. But if your body can't carry the babies, you know, I don't care what you're saying, guys, you can't be no female, okay? If you can get everything cut off, that just makes you a eunuch. That doesn't make you a female. But if you want to engage in a gay lifestyle and live and work and do things as a female, well, there's nothing wrong with that. As a guy, because I know guys that engage in a gay lifestyle, but they go home to their wife every night. You know what I mean? They don't be looking for men. So you can engage in a gay lifestyle without becoming homosexual, okay? And women cannot become homosexual, so that's according to the book. It just makes it easy to understand, okay? So when you get all your stuff cut off, you're not a female, you're a eunuch. Okay, you become a eunuch, all right? Now, I'm just going to go back a minute to dimensional shifting, all right? That's what we're talking about when some people kick that. We're talking about dimensional shifting, and people use alcohol to, when you get boosted up, your system is so relaxed that you actually shift into another dimension. And that dimension is so nice and so comfortable, so relaxing, people don't want to leave. So they just keep drinking and drinking and drinking until they pass out. But the thing about it, The body goes into another dimension, but the mind still stays in the dimension that you're in. Everything is frequencies and frequencies of vibrations. So if you're vibrating at a certain frequency, now some people are vibrating at such a frequency that they're almost not even alive, you know, and they're looking for stuff to make them more alive, you know. That's what the cocaine and the heroin and all that stuff is doing, is making them feel more alive because they get that relaxation. And I don't know if you've ever, I've been shot before, right? And they gave me morphine, and that morphine hit, oh, man. So good. You can't wait till the pain start coming back so you get more. Hey, doc, I want some more morphine. Because it puts you in such a relaxed state. You know, those that take a couple of drinks, you know, and you say, you'd be so relaxed, you know. But literally what you're doing, you're changing frequencies. You see what I'm saying? And you can do this without the booze, without the heroin, without the alcohol. You can do this without that. Because of who you are and how you live, it depends on, okay, everything depends on what you see in that mirror. And we have to get back to Michael Jackson talking about the man in the mirror. But everything depends on what you see in that mirror. If you look in that mirror and you see anything less than a god, your perception of what you're going to accomplish is going to be related to what you see in that mirror. You don't have to pray for power. You're carrying power because you're connected to everything in the cosmos as a god. Now, as a man, as a woman, as a king, as a queen, as a carpenter, as an electrician, as both, you know, that only connects you but so far. See what I'm saying? But once you, now if you're a god doing electric work, that's something. That's something different, okay? But I'm just wanted to, I just wanted to bring you into that because a lot of us are losing so much because we don't really, we can't accept who we are because of the culture that we've been raised under, you know? Now, I'd like for those who are online right now to check out what's called blockchain technology. That's an emerging technology, and it's just amazing. This is what's used to push the bitcoins and things like that. Also, if you have a comment or if you want to say something, you just hit one on your dial and let me know that you have a comment or something that you have to say, okay? But I'm not going to go back over anything because you only got about 3 minutes left. So I just want to stay on this here track here about vibration, frequencies, and all that kind of stuff. You can literally change your frequency without the booze, without the alcohol, without the heroin, without the crack, without all that stuff, okay? Learn how to relax. Learn how to live and function in a relaxed mode all day long. And it will make a difference because once your body stays in a relaxed mode, your mind will begin to shift into a different frequency, into a different mode. You'll find that you're remembering things better. You're planning things better. You're doing things better. You know, you can see auras. You can see there's so much that you can do. Well, I got about 90 seconds left. So there's so much that you can do. You know, I just want to say again, I want to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in. The way I set the show up is a little difficult to ask questions because I answer all the questions as the show goes along. But the fact that you're here, that you're on the line, that you're listening, it makes me feel a little better. And it lets me know that I'm not here by myself, that somebody's interested in elevating themselves from where they are to that powerful person that they actually are and who they're supposed to be. And that's what my job is. My job is to bring you into your godhood, your God status, to bring you into the point that you can accomplish whatever you will because you got it like that. That's who you are. You can do what you want, when you want, as long as it doesn't harm another human being. Get in back into the culture of reap what you sow. Remember, what you put out, it's going to come back. So only put out what you want to come back to you, okay? And it will make a big difference. And once again, let's talk about love for a second, about 15 seconds here, 16 seconds. Love is the act that makes others feel good. If you're going to commit an act or say something that doesn't make the other person feel good, don't say it, okay? And loving each other, and, we're off the air. So I want to thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. And I will be checking back with you. Well, we'll see you next Sunday, okay? I love you, and you have a wonderful day.